And now, a look at an art show that is both making history and teaching it. Hearts of Our People, Native Women Artists, is the country's first ever exhibition devoted solely to the works of Native American women. Jeffrey Brown traveled to Minnesota and New Mexico to meet with some of the team behind the retrospective. It's part of our ongoing arts and culture series, Canvas.
How many artists have a master's in fine arts and studied auto mechanics? Meet Rose Simpson, whose day of making art includes hours coiling clay in her studio.
Let's take this one.
Soldering metal pieces for sculptures in her garage, and spending time under the hood of a 64 Buick Riviera she's fixing up. Simpson lives and works on the Santa Clara Pueblo, just outside Española, New Mexico. Her mother, Roxanne Swenzel, is a ceramicist, as was her mother, a tradition through time.
I come from a long, long line of artists and creative people. And long line, I mean like as far as you can go back.
We're not talking about 10 or 20 years, you're talking about hundreds.
Yeah, I'm talking about hundreds, possibly thousands.
Continuity and seeing art is part of daily life. Simpson's work is a contemporary take on the traditions of her Santa Clara Tewa ancestors. And now she's part of a groundbreaking exhibition, the first of its kind, dedicated to more than 1,000 years of artistic achievements by Native American women. Put together by the Minneapolis Institute of Art, where we saw it, the exhibition is called Hearts of Our People.
Seeing these works of art together.
Co-curator Jill Alberg-Yo.
This exhibition was really necessary in a non-Native context because it had never been explored before. And that was stunning because something that is so clear in Native communities was not at all addressed in the art world.
On display, some 117 works of art from more than 50 Native American communities across the U.S. and Canada. There are traditional pieces like this Anishinaabe jingle dress created in 1900 and worn for dancing at powwows, and a hohokam bowl dating back to 1000 A.D. There's also contemporary photography, video, and installation pieces like Fringe, a 2007 piece by Rebecca Belmore tackling the issue of violence against Native people, particularly women. Whenever possible, the creators of these works are named. Rather than generic craftspeople, the exhibition wants us to see creative individuals making art.
I think that the way that the development of collecting Native American art and the stories that had previously been told are ones that position Native women as non-artists.
Contemporary artists are shown alongside those of their ancestors, highlighting the way Native women's art has adapted while remaining connected to generations past. One example, this towering stack of blankets by Seneca artist Marie Watt, entitled Blanket Stories, displayed next to a traditional Navajo chief's blanket from the 1880s. And then there's Rose Simpson's piece, a restored 1985 Chevrolet El Camino she named Maria. Sitting at the show's entrance, it's paired with a large vase by the car's namesake, Maria Martinez, the celebrated pioneer of the black-on-black Pueblo pottery style emulated in the car's paint job. But a car as art? Rose Simpson made Maria herself to use, to drive. Plus, she realized it holds things, just like some of her other creations.
It hit me like, it's a pot. You know, it's a super contemporary vessel. This is where there is no disconnect between life and art.
No disconnect.
No. Yeah. And this is why, what does art have to do with cars? I'm like, what does art have to do with life? What does life have to do with art? The point is that we've ripped art away from our lives. And so the more I could apply the creative process to every part of my life, then the stronger I felt as a person.
Given the show's size and scope, Jill Alberg-Yo and co-curator Terry Greaves knew they couldn't put it together alone. They assembled an advisory board of scholars, historians, and artists, 21 women in total, Native and non-Native.
Quillwork is, you know, indigenous, truly indigenous art form.
Among the advisors, Diani Whitehawk of the Rosebud Sioux Tribe, a painter and mixed media artist based in Minneapolis.
This exhibit covers 1,000 years.
Yeah.
Still, it was so hard to pick the pieces that were going to go in the show because there's so many that could be.
White Hawk's work mixes modern techniques with traditional Lakota art forms like bead and quill work. She says the recognition of Native women artists is long overdue.
The vast majority of Native arts has been supported by women over generations, but it's an aside. It's a side note in the way that we understand and look at American art history. And it's not a truthful and honest way to understand the history and artistic history of this land.
Wow, cucumbers. Yeah, it rained good.
Rose Simpson also served on the museum's advisory board. For her, being in the show is an opportunity to open doors for other Native American artists.
It's absolutely about changing a mindset. The first step is to infiltrate and then get respect and then then pull it back the other way. I was handed the baton, right? And I have to, go further and really respect it and be responsible with it. Are you shy now?
No.
And she's choosing to remain in her rural home, where she's passing on an ancient artistic tradition to her own daughter. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Jeffrey Brown on the Santa Clara Pueblo in New Mexico.